from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Give you 15 minutes of game day uncensored here. That's brought to you by your South Florida Lexus dealers. A summer getaway is waiting for you at the Lexus Golden Opportunity Sales Event. Get offers on select models now through September 3rd. Learn more at lexus.com/offers. We've mentioned it several times. So Mike McDaniel signs an extension that'll keep him with the team until 2028. Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald tweets out, whether they win a playoff game or not, this move has no downside. McDaniel has three critical skills that will always be an asset. One, develops quarterbacks. Two, runs a creative, productive offense. Three, knows how to interact with modern players, and players want to play for him.
Yeah.
And he's right on all three of those. You know, it's like sometimes, and again, this is an offensive happy league right now, and fans enjoy that too. And, you know, you sign Tony Sperano, may he rest in peace, to an extension, and you, or Adam Gase, and, you know, everyone loves Mike McDaniel's offense. Again, I know the caveat. You got to see the offense perform in big games, and you'd like to see them convert on third and short, so on and so forth. I get it. But he does run a creative offense. He really relates well to the players, and he's good with a quarterback. You've seen the improvement of Tua from under Brian Flores to under Mike McDaniel. I mean, he's a league leader in all the stats, so I'm kind of with Barry Jackson there. Like, I don't know why you'd be waiting. I wouldn't have known why you were waiting to give Tua the extension. They gave it to him. I certainly would lock Mike McDaniel up for a while. They did.
And we all know he can call plays. I bring it up all the time. Kyle Shanahan, Shane Steichen, Sean McVay, Raheem Morris. That's the next wave of top coaches. They're the Belichick trees and all that stuff. That Shanahan tree is real. So you got one of them, which is good. But the relating to players, I can say their names because it's positive. Jalen Ramsey loves him. Javon Holland loves him. Raheem Morris, Mostert loves him. Tyreek loves him. Tua obviously loves him. We saw that openly. Like all the guys, Jalen Phillips loves him. I've talked to guys. I go to charity events with them. Whenever I ask, and my thought is, I'll be like, man, you know, McDaniels is kind of weird. That's what I say. And everybody be like, yeah, he a different dude, man, but he cool as hell. You know, and that's good. It means something because players will come here. And if you don't think free agents call other guys they know on the team and ask about the head coach, hey, is he going to beat us into the ground? Is he going to cuss me out if I miss a tackle? Those guys are going to praise McDaniel. You continue to get free agents. We're watching it. And he knows how to call offense, which where the league is, you got to have one of those quote-unquote gurus, and he would be in that list.
And by the way, Stephen Ross and Chris Greer have this, if you want to consider it a knock against them, which was Brian Flores was seeing success as the head coach, mm-hmm. and they got rid of him. And so if you thought that that might be their MO, where, hey, you know, we talked about it, Mike McDaniel could be on the hot seat quickly this season if things go south. Well, Chris Greer and Stephen Ross just got rid of that entire narrative. They yes. just signed him to an extension before the season. And what they're telling you, I believe, is, hey, what happened with Brian Flores was a one-off situation with a coach who wasn't getting along with the people we needed him to get along with. And so we cut bait. But that's not the way we operate, and it's not the way we're going to operate with Mike McDaniel. So I think it kind of nips that in the bud as well.
Raheem Morris had a head coaching job, went back, won a Super Bowl with the Rams, and he got another head coaching job. Brian Flores is not going to get another head coaching job. If they release Mike McDaniels, now it's not going to happen. If Mike McDaniels is on the coaching market with what he did with the Dolphins over the last 3 years, Mike McDaniel would be the number one guy on head coaching list if the Dolphins let him go. Flores wasn't when he left. Just honestly, now, don't act crazy about Mike McDaniel.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.